Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with music on record is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning, everyone. This is Howard Miller, rather wet and soggy because we've had an early morning rain here in our city of Chicago, and all through the Middle West, the inclement weather that we're having will probably cause the ducks to begin flying north, or rather south, because it's really chilly in our town, along with the dampness. And wherever you are, I hope you're just snug and dry and warm and as cute as a little bug. We're going to play some music for you. We've got a very interesting personality of the show world that you're going to meet. And I can think of no nicer way than to start by playing a record that's remained one of our favorites ever since it was first issued by Columbia some number of weeks ago. It features Peter Lynn Hayes and Mary Healy, two great contributors to our art of show business, and their fine version of a great old song called Rememberin'. That's Peter Lynn Hayes and Mary Healy with that great Columbia record of theirs issued a few weeks ago called Rememberin'. I hope that you've remembered to pick up a couple of packs of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You know, there's nothing finer under the sun. And even though the sun's not out like here in the Middle West today, it's just as pleasant to chew gum if it's Wrigley Spearmint on a cloudy, overcast, gloomy day like we're having here. Because, you see, you sort of keep extra happy and extra refreshed and friendly when you have a good friend like Wrigley Spearmint to call upon for assistance. Now, it might be sometimes you get just a little bit nervous or tense, particularly you, Pop, behind the wheel or in your duties at the office, or you, Mother, around the household with the youngsters that you have to guard and carefully watch. Well, all these things, of course, build up the tensions that we know in our little private worlds. And when you want to be relaxed, the finest way to relax is to munch, and to munch on Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum because there's nothing finer. So you make certain, will you please, that you pick up a couple of packs of this delicious, refreshing, and wholesome treat, Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You'll like it because it's ever so good. Well, today, as advertised yesterday, of course, we had thought that we were going to have the privilege of presenting Mrs. Jan Blyer, Archie Blyer's wife, and a great member of the singing group known as the Cordettes. However, due to circumstances beyond our control, it's impossible to make that connection in her home in Long Island, New York. And so we're going to make the Cordette interview next week, probably on Thursday. We'll let you know in plenty of time. But in the meantime, we're not without an outstanding guest today, because here in our studios of CBS, a very good friend of mine who was on our show once before, but because he's visiting, he came in to say hello, and I said, look, Peter Lynn Hayes, you got to be a guest with us, because I know you need the money. He's been here working the bankers' convention. Pete, it's awful nice to have you fill in for Jan Blyer.
Boom, 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 boom,
Mr. Sandman, huh?
Mr. Sandman. Please fix our phone.
It's sounding too much, Pete, like you're the alternate too often. I wonder what they're going to do for Mickey Mantle. If they don't, maybe you could play in the outfield for the New York Yankees starting tomorrow.
I don't know. I'll do anything. I'm available now.
Pete, you're here at this bankers' convention, huh?
That's right. We had the pleasure of doing a show last night, and I don't know. I don't know how many of your audience has heard this joke, but it pleased the bankers. It has to do about Clint Murchison. Did I tell you that?
No.
Clint Murchison, as you know, is the wealthiest man in Texas, and they opened a new bank down there called the Republic Bank, and he sent a check over to have it cashed, and they sent him back a note saying insufficient funds. Not you, us.
Well, it could really happen. Those Texans, I guess, have got it sort of loaded and stacked away, haven't they, Pete? How long are you going to be in Chicago?
We leave tonight, Howard. I want to thank you on behalf of my child bride, who is over at the hotel still relaxing from last night, for the wonderful way you've treated Remembering. It's really been very nice.
Well, Pete, I needn't tell you, because I know that you know enough about me to know that I would not ever jeopardize my reputation or compromise my feeling about American music to play something I didn't feel very keenly about. I have for a long while felt that there are too many records being played, both on the network and at the local level of disc jockeys in the various cities, that actually are beneath, I think, the dignity of the American public. And I think it's refreshing to have a song like this that is nostalgic in an aspect and is a happy song and so well performed to be featured instead of some of the raucous, mad things that are being played.
Yeah, you should see the mail I got on you. Yeah,
oh,
I'm getting your fan mail now. You have a lot of fans, you know that?
You know, it was a very funny thing, Pete. I don't know if you know a fellow by the name of Howard Miller, who was an executive at CBS in New York. But naturally, as would happen, he has been getting a lot of my mail that ordinarily would come to me. It's been routed to him. He's not a broadcaster. He's strictly an executive. He's got his feet up in the desk. So I got one of the letters that was routed to him accidentally the other day addressed to me, and there was a little penned memo from him on it, and it said, "Why don't you change your show to the Jack Penny Show?" He was getting a little bit tired of handling my fan mail. But, Pete, what are the plans now for you and Mary, now that the summer job is over and you're off and running again?
Well, we're heading back to New Rochelle tonight, and Monday morning I take over for Arthur again. I think Arthur's going to visit you out here in Chicago. I think he's going to show some of his Arabian horses.
He's going to be here with his wild steeds and stallions.
That's right. He couldn't get the one to run, Lord willing. You know, they changed the name of that horse to Lord Help Us.
At least from the betting standpoint.
Yeah.
Well, that means that you'll be replacing him in that morning show for how long then, Pete?
For a week. I think he gave me some sort of a hint that I'll be on maybe once out of every 5 weeks now. And it used to be a good job because, you know, I sat up in New Rochelle rusticating and never had to work.
Yes.
Joe Frisco said I had the best job in television. He says they pay you to stay off. And well, he says, "I've heard you on the Godfrey Show, and you ought to get more money."
Well, now, when you say once every 5 weeks, you mean 1 week out of every five?
Yes. I think that's the current plan.
Mr. Godfrey is going to relax a little bit more.
Arthur is unpredictable, but that's the hint that I've received.
Well, Mr. Godfrey, of course, many times has said that it's an exacting media, and I certainly would be the last one to argue with Mr. Godfrey, because I quite agree. From a rather active schedule here, I can see most of the things he says are true. Have you found that television draws and saps your energy more than any other form of the arts, Pete?
Well, it's a curious medium. It's a medium is exactly right. It's not hot and it's not cold. It's just medium. But sitting under the lights is the thing that distresses me. Usually when I sit for an hour and a half in Arthur's chair. Incidentally, that chair is still warm. Would you believe it?
I believe it.
They always told me he was hot-headed, but while I sit there, the lights sort of shrink your clothes and your mind eventually.
That's one of those gags that you got to go back and stop on for a minute, Pete, because
I wouldn't dare. Right over. I'm hoping nobody heard it.
I'm sure that they didn't. Pete, I don't think it necessarily, though, is just lights. I think it's the fact that you're constantly tense because people are not only hearing you, but they're looking at you. That means it's a double-barrel weapon that they have. You may not look good and you might sound good and vice versa. You see, in the other media, they just hear you.
Well, my mother, Grace Hayes Howard, had been in vaudeville and every sort of show business, and she came east to join me when we were doing the Star of the Family show on CBS television. And she had never appeared before a television camera, and so I decided for security reasons to have her do a song that she had been doing for 35 years called Ball in the Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And she rehearsed, and no comment, and then finally she got on the air and forgot every lyric. And she came off, she was a nervous wreck, and said this was made to put actors in hospitals.
That's right, and this is an old-timer in show business who has tread the boards for many years. Pete, will you sit back and relax and enjoy with me Vic Damone? He has a great new record that I think shows signs of great promise. Vic Damone and his fine Mercury version of Born to Sing the Blues.
Some were born to win, some were born to lose, born to walk in style or walk in second-handed shoes. Take me, I was born to sing the blues. Some were born to get, some were born to give. Poor unlucky devils who just barely want to live like me. I was born to sing the blues. Somebody care about me, make me happy. Love is all I've ever wanted. No one wants me, no one needs me at all, no one at all. I'm tired of wondering how, tired of wondering why. Some were born to laugh, I guess, and others born to cry. And me, I was born to sing the blues. I was born to sing the blues.
That's Vic Damone, who recently, of course, was bussed with Papa Hood, who, and he should know, Peter Lynn Hayes knows, because he's been so blessed twice. Pete, how are those wonderful kids of yours? Gee, when that little Kathy told me about how the game that the boys played with the next door was running away and hiding, and she couldn't find him, I thought that was the most wonderful joke in the world.
Well, she said her first serious words to me the other day. She said, Daddy, let's burn the living room.
Well, that makes sense. It's like Eddie Joyce, our announcer here, Pete. The first recollection he had of his father, Father came home and gave him a spanking, and Eddie hadn't done anything. He was just sitting in front of the roaring fire in their living room. The only trouble was there was no fireplace. Pete, it's awfully nice to have you here in the studios. I appreciate your pinch hitting for Jan Blyer, who was going to be our guest today. I want you to give Mary my very, very best love and pleasant trip back to New York.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you. Peter Lynn Hayes was our guest today. Jan Blyer's connection to her home was not completed by the technical services that we had at our disposal. And so, consequently, we will have to postpone Mrs. Blyer's interview and the Cordette interview until next week about the same time, and we'll keep you appraised of that situation so you know. It's been a lot of fun, however, having Peter Lynn Hayes in our studio this morning. As we told you before, he was here for the Bankers Convention in Chicago last night, and then stayed over today to say hello to a great many friends of his, because no matter what city Pete visits, he has friends every place he goes. He's been that sort of a contributor to this great business of ours known as show business. This is Howard Miller. I'm here every day, of course, at CBS, for our favorite food product, which is Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You try it because it's a delightful, delicious, refreshing, and always wholesome repast to the worrisome days that we spend. So you make certain that you have Wrigley Spearmint always on hand in your household for the adults and for the kids. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. Until then, thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller Monday at this same time, when his guest will be Eddie Howard from Allen Dick's Restaurant in New York. That's tomorrow for Eddie Howard from Allen Dick's Restaurant in New York. This is the CBS Radio Network.